Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Tom Salonek. Tom is the founder and the CEO of Intertech, a Minnesota-based consulting and training firm. Tom, thanks again for being here. Intertech.com, right?
That is right.
And tell us what you guys do.
We do two things. One, we make software for organizations, and two, we teach organizations how to make software.
Okay, and you've been around for 25 or so years, huh?
You bet, you bet. This year is number 25.
75 employees, so congratulations on that success. Intertech.com if you want to check out. What size companies do you work for?
You know, we work primarily with small to mid-size organizations.
Yeah.
The way that I describe it is if I went to my class reunion and said the names of most of the customers that we work with, people would not have heard of them.
Right.
And that's fine with us because these are, you know, below the radar of the big organizations that do consulting or the offshore organizations that do consulting. We also do quite a bit of work with state and federal government.
Mm-hmm. Niches are beautiful, aren't they, Tom?
They are beautiful. They're beautiful, and for small business, they're important.
They're critical. Exactly right. Well said. His new book, folks, is called The 100 Building Blocks of Business Leadership. Tom, one of the things that I was enjoying spending some time in your book, and one of the things that you talk about in your book is engagement.
And exactly.
You talk about what engagement is and what it is not. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, employee engagement, if you see a company that's listed as a best place to work or a great place to work, what that's about is a measurement of the engagement of the employees based on anonymous surveys of about 40 or so questions that they're asked. And they're asked all kinds of questions about their trust in senior leadership, how meaningful their work is, how often they get feedback. And when an organization is firing on all cylinders as it relates to those types of areas with their employees, employees are going to give extra discretionary effort in their jobs. They're going to do more than what they need to do. They're going to be sick less. And as a result, an organization, and this is based on Gallup's research, is going to be about 2.5 times more profitable and productive than organizations where engagement is not present.
I've been contemplating what I call special sauce, and you've heard other people use that term before too. What does it take to get a company at the end of the special sauce category? And see, special sauce to me is when performance is quantum leap performance, meaning, you know, it's above the next level of performance. It leaps that one and goes right to the next one. And that has to come from, that can't happen without maximum engagement, can it?
It cannot. No, and I think a really important piece of it is, you know, listening to the employees and what they're saying. And whether it's on the back end of these great places to work and best places to work competitions that we've won, buying the anonymous aggregated results and seeing areas that we can improve,
mm-hmm.
or something else that we do is, for all the employees, for a half day once a year, the leadership team is not present, and they discuss what are things that we can be doing in our organization to make us better, what are
mm-hmm.
benefits that we could have that really would differentiate us. And the special sauce, I would say, is when we ask for feedback and we get themes from our employees,
mm-hmm.
that we need to do one of two things. One, either implement and execute the things that they're telling us to do, or go to great lengths to say, you know what, great idea, but today we can't do it, and here is detailed reasons as
mm-hmm.
to why.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think is the marker of special sauce, and I think is engagement, is people loving to work with each other. When you see that happening, That's when you're going to see special sauce happening. What do you think?
I agree. Something else that ties to that, Jim, is I think having a organization where people take the work seriously, but they don't take themselves seriously.
Thank you for saying that. I mean, my audience hears me say that once a week at least, because isn't that critical? I tell them all the time, when I have an new employee, I say, hey, folks, we take our work extremely seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. That's the key, isn't it? Isn't that the key to success and happiness?
I totally think it is. I think we've all maybe been around a person that needs to read us their resume and is critical, and that just doesn't make for fun. But if we have people that really roll up their sleeves and are down to earth and are focused on getting stuff done, but they can crack a smile and share a joke as you said, not take themselves too seriously.
The thing is, in order to accomplish that, you have to have humanity. And I think that's one of the, talking about leadership, your book is all about leadership. I think a leader has to have a sense of humanity too, don't you think?
I do, yeah. Giuliani said that funerals are mandatory and weddings are optional. And I think that's very true. And that,
right.
When stuff hits the fan for our employees,
right,
we are there, we are present,
right,
we're giving them the time off that they need or supporting them,
yep,
in whatever ways.
If you do it in a sincere way all the way across the board, it comes back to you in spades. Hey, I need the website again, please.
It's intertech.com, Tom? intertch.com. Thank you, Jim.
Will you come back again?
I'd love to.
Good job today. Tom
fabulous.
Selenick, ladies and gentlemen, the 100 Building Blocks for Leading Business Leadership.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.